Hello and welcome to the Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and I am now back doing these podcasts again. I'm sorry that it's been the Fulham Hour for the last 4 or 5 weeks, but I've just been busy at uni, you know, doing work, which actual students do, you know. We do actually do some work. And that's been keeping me busy and keeping me busy not doing this. But so I'm back and I just thought, why not do a Leeds United podcast? Well, since I last did one, Leeds have kind of hit a bit of form. In the last 5 games, we've lost one, we've drawn one, but we've won 3. And we went away to Hull City at the weekend and got a positive 2-2 result. If it wasn't for a bit of lacking concentration near half time, we would have won that game. Chris Wood missed a penalty as well. So I just want to get on to, well, what's going to happen in the summer? After Uwe Rosler was sacked earlier this season, Steve Evans came in, and up until about 4 weeks ago, I just did not want him in my football club. I wanted him gone at the end of the season. But it seems like Groundhog Day again for us Leeds United fans. Last season, Neil Redfern came in and just put out all the fires that Leeds United had at the football club. He made us avoid relegation. He got the team back working. And guess what? In the summer, he wasn't even sacked. He was just basically shown a door and wasn't even told just to go through it. There was just no other option for him. He just had to go. And it just seems like that door's been opening again for Steve Evans this summer. The guy doesn't seem to do a lot wrong. I know he's Massimo Cellino's puppet, but I don't know. He seems to win football matches, and that is key. And I know we drew at the weekend, but we were very close to winning it. And we don't actually draw a lot of games. We do either lose them or win them. And I just think next season, if we can get a lot more wins than we get losses, we're going to get a good points total with Steve Evans. He seems that type of manager. And I think he's kind of coming to the conclusion, which he had at the start of his Leeds United reign, that, don't worry, Uwe Rosler was boring. You drew. Don't worry, I'm going to come and attack. This is Leeds United. We go out and attack teams. Well, I felt he didn't stick to his principles at the start. But I guess maybe now the chains are off and we've definitely avoided relegation, maybe that is his reason for starting 2 strikers, bringing Jordan Pataka on, and going for a lot more attacking philosophy in the games. And it's clear to see in our last 4 matches, let me do a bit of maths, we've scored 9 goals, which for Leeds United this season, God, it's, well, I don't know, we should be doing a dance or something, because we have been suffocated of goals this season. The goals we have scored have been absolute bangers, and if anyone follows the We Are Leeds Marching On Together video fan page where the guy puts up all the goals from Leeds, you'll just see that most of our goals are unreal. So it's kind of hard to think, are we scoring really good goals because we're just a team that doesn't score scrappy goals? And do you know what? Scrappy goals probably gets you promoted. Jordan Rhodes doesn't score a lot of bangers. I remember the game he had away at Bolton when they were 1-0 down. And they're obviously a team going for the championship, but Leeds should be a team going for the championship. And guess what? Jordan Rhodes is heading the ball in from 2 yards out. Middlesbrough aren't really scoring bangers from the edge of the box like Leeds United. But Middlesbrough, well, they're second in the table and they look like they're going to get promoted. It's tight. It's tight at the top, but let's just go back to this Groundhog Day thing. I just don't think Cellino is even allowing a manager to get into a bit of bad form. What Uwe Rosler did was he started off awful. He did start off awful. There was a lot of draws. But he wasn't given enough time to turn it round. What Neil Redfern had to do last season was turn round a bad run of form, a bad season. Neil Redfern did that. What Neil Redfern wasn't allowed to do was continue the progress which he started last season. What Steve Evans is now looking like he's about to do is come into a lot of form with Leeds. Looks like he's kind of finding a team which is becoming successful. And he's not going to be allowed to see if that success continues. As I say, I'm not Steve Evans' biggest fan. But no manager, however big of a fan I am, is seemingly allowed to even continue the success or continue the failure with Chiellino. Under Neil Warnock, I felt we stuck with him too long. It clearly wasn't working. The football was dire. But we kept on for him too long. And everyone says in football, you need a manager and you need stability. He needs given years. I'm not asking for years. I'm just asking Massimo Chiellino for an opportunity to witness whether these people can be a success. Whether they enter a tiny bit of failure or enter a tiny bit of success like Steve Evans is having at the moment. Let's just see if Leeds can prosper under a bit of stability. That's all I'm asking. So, we're going into next season. We obviously don't know if we're going to have that stability. But I've been Alex Mearns. And this has been The Football Art. It's nice to be back. It's nice to get some stuff off my chest. Thank you for listening.